And say if you were draining a swamp, the things that you'd dig to get that water out, you'd call that a...
ditch. Or sometimes a drainage ditch.
Mm-hmm. And something along the side of the road to carry the water off.
A ditch again.
Mm-hmm. What about if you had had kind of a heavy rain and the rainwater had cut a little, sort of a cut a channel?
We'd call it a wash or a gully. If it's very large, it'd be called a gully.
Mm-hmm. If it's small, it's a wash?
Maybe called a wash, yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you had some water flowing along, you'd call that a...
You mean alongside a road, for example?
Well, just anywhere, just out in a field, just from... Well, you could have a river. It'd be pretty big.
We'd call it a... Well, sometimes a creek, but usually a bayou.
What's the difference, or is there a difference?
Don't know exactly. I always think of a creek as having clear water in it, a bayou, never.
What do you mean, clear water? You mean the water's been standing in a bayou?
No mud in it. Clear water. There's very little of that in this country.
Very little clear water?
Clear water. Mostly muddy water.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the, anything smaller than a creek or a bayou?
Can't think of anything, no.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the names of some of the streams in this area?
Well, we have the Big Black River, which is neither big nor black. It's muddy. It winds a great deal. It originates up here in the northeastern part of the state somewhere and empties into the Mississippi about 40 miles below Vicksburg. And the Yazoo River, an Indian name, which came into the Mississippi, was led into it by the U.S. engineers, and flows past Vicksburg right now for the reason that in 1876, the river, in its meanderings, would cut across. Instead of going around a long bend like that, it cut across. General Grant tried to do that when he was besieging Vicksburg, but he didn't make it in 1863. But in 1876, it cut through there. Well, that left Vicksburg on a part of that bend right here that filled up with mud in the low water stage, and steamboats couldn't come up here. But we had a floating wharf boat down here in the river, and they had to go there. And they would go through the cutoff and skip this part that used to be the old bed, mm-hmm. because there was not enough water in there to float a boat. I walked mm-hmm. across the old bed of the river right down there many times over to what we call Centennial Island, which was left after the cutoff, float around the bend, and left that an island sticking out into the old river.
Mm-hmm.
And in high water, steamboats, we used to have as many as, I read about it in the paper every now and then, as many as six coming in one day, right at the city front there.
Mm-hmm.
But that was before the cutoff. But in high water, they could still come there. And that big boat down there, the Sprague, have you seen that? An enormous mm-hmm. towboat, formerly owned by one of the Standard Oil companies. It pushed huge barges of barrels of oil, tanks of oil and whatnot. And it was found obsolete after diesel engines were developed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's tied up down there. They gave it to the city. It now has a restaurant on it and is used as a